begin the Gemara in Daf Masechtas Ma'akot Daf Chav Dal. Begin three lines down at the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with another teaching in the name of Shmuel, continue on the theme of a mourner as it relates to marital intimacy. As the Gemara begins, Yosvi Rabban and Kamei Papa. The rabbis were sitting in front of Rab Papa, but Ka'amri Mishmei de Shmuel, and he was saying over the name of Shmuel the following teaching. Of a mourner, Shashi Mishmi Tasi, if he has marital intimacy, but may able in the days of his mourning, Chayv Misa, he's liable for the death penalty. So, Amalahu Rab Papa, Rab Papa said to them that, meaning the rabbis were singing for the Rab Papa, and they were saying the name of Shmuel. And Rab Papa clarified to them, Rab Papa said to them, no, Asa Idmar. First of all, it wasn't said this Chayv Misa that you told about. It was actually said that it's forbidden. And actually, it wasn't the name of Shmuel. It was said the name of Rabbi Yechanan that this halacha would be that it's forbidden to have marital intimacy. Now, if you did hear something in the name of Shmuel, you heard something else. And that would be a chiyuv misa. And he clarified, if a mourner did not let his hair grow long, and he did not tear his garments, which those are the obligations of a mourner, to not cut his hair and to tear his garments, if he doesn't do that, chayiv misa, then he's liable for death penalty. Where do we find? There's somebody says the pasuk miYikra. The brothers of Nadav Avihu were told that Reshecham al tefro, your head, you should not let it grow long. Don't tear your garments. And you're not going to die. Because as Kahanim, this is your obligation. But the inference is that any other mourner that does not let his hair grow long and does not tear his garments, Chayiv Misa would be liable for death. And therefore, that's what would be the teaching from Shmuel. Amar Raf from Bapapa, he says, Tanu ba'ivul Rabasi, learn the brisa of the great mourning, which refers to Mesech the Smaches, which talks about the laws of as the brises of mourning. Avul asa l'shamash mitasai b'mei evaloi. A mourner is forbidden to have marital intimacy during his days of mourning. U'maisa be'echad shashimash mitasai b'mei evaloi. There was a story with an individual that had marital intimacy during the days of mourning. V'shamtu chazedim es kviyasai. And swine grabbed away either his body or something actually means to his male member because of this sin of having marital intimacy. Now, Amar Shmuel, he says, Pachaz, which is the acronym, is chayv, is obligatory. Neser, those three things are reshus of voluntary. As the Gemara explains, what are these pachas? The pay is perdias harosh, which is that although generally the mourner covers himself, cloaks himself with his head up until his lips, on Shabbos, the mourner has an obligation to not be cloaked and to uncover his head. That's the pay. And the ches is chazaras kerel achayrav. He has to turn what's his torn garments to the back. And the zayin is zikifa samita to put the beds right side up. Is chayva. All these things are obligatory on Shabbos. Whereas the following three things, the nun is ne'ilas sandal, wearing shoes, which not everybody wears shoes on Shabbos. So if you're not wearing shoes, it's not obvious that you're a mourner. So there were that of wearing shoes and tashma shamita, having marital intimacy, which not everyone knows about, and ruchitza demreglai, mechamen arvis, and bathing oneself's hands and feet with warm water before Shabbos, those things, again, is not evident, so therefore reshus, those are voluntary. I mean, the person's allowed to, but you don't have to, not an obligation like the other things, which show, like, as if you're clearly having mourning on Shabbos. Now, v'ravam, he says, af priyas ares reshus, that actually uncovering one's head for Shabbos, not to be like a mourner, is also voluntary, it's not an obligation. Now, says the Gemara in Shmuel, why does he differentiate regarding wearing shoes, which he says you don't have to, it's voluntary, because the love not everybody wears shoes on Shabbos, so it's not obvious that you're mourning by not wearing shoes. So why doesn't he hold like Rav? Not everybody goes and uncovers their head on Shabbos. There are people that will cloak themselves, so it's not evident that he's like a mourner, so why does he hold that tzacheva unlike Rav? So the Gemara says, yes, because Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Shmuel, he says, the following halachas, and based on how he qualifies, atifa, it's evident that when the person is continuing to cover his head on Shabbos, that he is as an aval, because of how he interprets the obligation. Shmuel says, kol kera shein b'shaschim. First he says a different halacha. He says, any tearing of the garments that's not in the heat of the moment, meaning the beginning of the pain at the time of death, in a kera, that will not qualify for the obligation of tearing one's garment. And another halacha, which related to what we're discussing, chalatifa, any cloaking oneself. She'ena katifas yishme'elim, which is not like the cloaking of the Arabs, which is a similar qualification regarding when one puts on their tzitzis, is inatifa, would not be considered as cloaking. Therefore, since all the days of the Shiva, the week when he's a mourner, he has to cloak himself like an Arab, and that is up until his lips. If you don't take that off on Shabbos, that is evident that you're acting like a mourner, because nobody cloaks themselves like that. Only mourners do. And therefore, according to his shita, you cannot be cloaked, and that's an obligation on Shabbos. Now, Machvir Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman showed and illustrated the Atifas Yishma'elim, and he did it at Guvi de Dikna. He showed people that it's up until like the pits in the jaw, which is right beneath the mouth, that's until how far one has to cloak themselves as a mourner. Now, explaining what we mentioned before, Amr Biakav Bar Amr Biyechan, and he qualifies as Leish Tonu, we didn't learn that you have to uncover your head on Shabbos, which is you have to reveal your nose and your lips and your beard, which was covered during the days of mourning, because you have to let people know that you're not mourning on Shabbos. That's Ela She'en Lo Min Alam Baraglav. That's only if he's not wearing shoes on his feet. But if this person, this mourner, is wearing shoes on his feet, so Min Alam Mechichin Alav. So his shoes are already proving that he's not acting as mourning, because a mourner is not allowed to wear shoes. So therefore, he doesn't have to uncover his head anymore. Now, therefore, as the way the Mefarish says, if he wants to cloak himself discreetly, even like a Tivas Yishmael, which is evidence of a type of a mourning, there's no problem, because obviously he's not acting really as a mourner because he's wearing his shoes. Now, going back to what Shmuel said, he says, if you're tearing the garments not at in the heat of the moment, in the time of pain, so that's inikar, it's not considered as a valid kriya. And that has to get more, but Amr Leil Shmuel, they told Shmuel, who is the protagonist of this story, that Rav passed away, the great sage, and Karel had trace of money. He tore 12 garments. And Amr, he said, the man has gone, the one who I was afraid of. Similarly, Amalei Riyachin, they said to Riyachin, Nach Nafshin did Abchanin, Abchanin passed away. Karala Tlaser Itzdoli Milsa, he tore 13 silk robes. And Amalei said, Azl Gavardav Mistafin Mene, away has gone this man who I was afraid of, with all his questions. But one thing we see is that it wasn't in the heat of the moment, he did it 12 different times, that of Shmuel, when he heard for Rav, but I thought only right by the time of the death. Says Gemara, the Shani Rabban, the rabbis are different. When there was about a mourning for Rav, the Kivin the Chol Shait to Mitkirish Matayu, since at all times they remember their teachings, they're always in the base measure and say, oh, Rav at Kazak, it's Kashas Chimim Dom. It's always like the heat of the moment. It's mamish like the time of the death, and therefore he was able to tear 12 times, even though it wasn't at the moment of the death. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravim Bar Adel Rav, he says, Amalei Tamitcha Rav Am, your student Rav Am said, the Tanya, learned the Braisa, Aval Kol Shiva, that a mourner all 7 days of the Shiva, Kaidel Lefanav, his tear, what's torn, should be in front of him. And Vibol Hachlev, if he ends up changing his garment, Machlev Kadeh, so he could change the garment, but then he has to tear it, that garment too, which that's the difficulty, because that's not at the time of the Chimum. That's, let's say, day 5 of the Shiva, you have to tear it. What's the point of tearing if I thought it's only considered Kriya if it's at the time of the pain of the death? Now, the Shabbos, the Braisa he taught was Kodai La'acharav, then the tear should not be in the front, it should be in the back. And Vibo La'achlev, if you're going to come to change a garment on Shabbos, then Machlev you switch, but then you're not going to tear. But one thing you see is that, not like Shmuel, you see that the tearing is even not at Shas Chimum. Says Gemara, Kitanihi, when do we learn that Braisa B'chavit of Imay? That's just for the honor of his father and his mother. But for everyone else, you're right, the Kriya could only be at the time of Chimam. But here, you don't want to be without a torn garment for the dignity of the parents, and then you're going to tear it. But generally, the Kriya has to be at the time of the Chimam. Now, that the Gemara asks, so Eisin Karam, so that tearing that you're doing for the honor of the mother and the father, because not at the time of the Chimam, you just did it for their dignity, let's say on day 5 of the Shiva, so Mesachin or Imesachin. So could you totally mend that tear or not? Because it's not like the regular Kriya, which you said you cannot mend for the parents. So maybe you could. So pligabav vudir Rabbi Yishe bar Kapara. That's the machlekes between the father of Rabbi Yishe and bar Kapara. Chadam once says emesachen. No, this tear you also cannot fully mend. But Chadam emesachen once said you could mend it. So the Gemara wants to prove to Stein we can prove that vudir Rabbi Yishe, it must be the father of Rabbi Yishe, that he was the one that said that you cannot mend it. Why? Because the Amr Rabbi Yishe, because his son Rabbi Yishe said the halacha that emesachen that you cannot mend it. Now miman shmile. Obviously, who did Rabbi Yishe hear this teaching from that he said you cannot mend it? La mavu, isn't it that he heard it from his father? So obviously, the one that says emesachen was the father of Yishe. So Gemara says, no, mibar kapar Rabbi Shmilei. The disputant of Avu did Rabbi Yishe was actually bar kapar, who is the teacher of Rabbi Yishe. So he could have heard it from the father or from his rabbi. So it's not a proof who held what. Namad Rava, he says aval matayil beunkeli. A mourner could walk around with his torn cloak Betech Beisa in his house on Shabbos, because discreetly a person could conduct himself in the way of mourners on Shabbos. So therefore, in his own house, he could walk around like that. And Abaye Ashkech el Yosef, Abaye actually found Rav Yosef, the Potis Le Suda Areshe, that he had this cloak on his head on Shabbos because of this Atifa that he wanted to conduct himself with mourning. But also based on him, he was walking around this house like that on Shabbos. Amalei said to him, Lav Sabal Amar in Avils B'Shabbos, doesn't the master hold this halacha that there's no mourning on Shabbos? Amalei said, Hochem Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon says, Dvarim Shebetzin Anoig. The things that are discreet, those things of Avilas do apply on Shabbos. And therefore, as Taisus, the top Taisus of this Amid says that, although we said from the previous daf on the top of this Amid that Shmuel said Ein Avilas B'Shabbos, the Rav Yechonan disagrees and would hold that Dvarim Shebetzina are noig. Now look at the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Ami says that Meshacharv Beis Hamikdash, because although we said that when it comes to a Yom Tiv that you have certain halachas of Mafsik Veina Oila, but when the destruction of Beis Hamikdash Atzeres Shvuis, which although technically was really like a regular Yom Tiv, although it's only one day, but you can do Tashlumin for 7 days for the Karbanos you have to bring. So it's like a regular Yom Tiv in that way. After the Chum Beis Hamikdash, when it's only just a regular one day, then it became Keshabbos like Shabbos, which is also only one day, which Shabbos has a very inverse halacha of that of a Yom Tiv. V'chu etc. Because Rav Gamliel is quoted as saying that Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim are like the Regalim, and the Chacham disagree on both the previous Tanoim. They hold that, no, actually, Shavuos is like Regalim, which was always 7 days, and therefore it's going to be Mafsik Vein Oiler, so to Shavuos even as Manazeh. And that Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, they are always one day, and therefore they're actually not Regalim, they're going to be like Shabbos, in the sense that they're going to be Oila and not Mafsik. Now, Amar Gidl by Menashe Meshmul, he says, what's the Halacha? Halacha is Kippurim Gamliel, that we treat all of these like Yom Tovim. Because Gamliel added on that he doesn't hold Atzeres like Shabbos. Atzeres is like the Tanna Kamma, that it's going to be like a Yom Tov. And also Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, he says, also going to be like Regal. That's one version. Now those who said this teaching from Gidla Menashe, not on our Mishnah, but yeah, they're going on a different halacha, the halacha of the following Braisim. Kol Lamed Yoim. All 30 days, meaning 30 days within when a baby is born, if the baby passes away, so tinek yitzu b'chayk, so the infant is taken out in the bosom, in the chest, to the cemetery, and not in a coffin. And v'nikve b'isha achas b'shnei anoshim, and the baby is buried with one woman and two men, avoleh b'ish echad v'shnei anoshim, but not with one man and two women, because that's a prohibition of yichud, of seclusion. One man's not allowed to be secluded even with two women. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do that procession like that. However, as you continue to tell me, Abishalom disagrees. There's no af b'ish echad v'shnei anoshim. You could even have one man and two women, because as Taish explains, during a time of mourning when people are perturbed, that would be permitted. That wouldn't be a problem. Moreover, continues the Braisa, we don't stand in a row. We generally, when they come back from the cemetery, there's a row of people, and the mourner passes by in this row, and everyone says, Tesnachem, you should be consoled. You don't do that for an infant that passed away within 30 days of the birth. And you don't make the blessing of the mourners, which is a blessing they make in the street, as the Gemara says, Subit of Chesam Beis. Neither do you do the Tanchumi Avil, neither do you do consolation of the mourners, which all the days of the Shiva, everyone goes to console the person in their house, which Taisa says with their words. You don't have that for a baby that died within 30 days. Now, Ben Shleishim, but if the child was already 30 days old, then Yitze B'Dluskema. Then the child is taken out with a coffin, not like we said, just holding in the chest. Yudaim, he says, he qualifies this further. He says, Loid Luskema Hanitelis B'Kosev. We're not talking about a coffin that's carried by one person on their shoulder. Il Hanitelis B'Kepayim, rather that which is held in the arms of two people in a more honorable way. And V'Omnil HaBeshura, they also stand in a row when the mourners are coming back from the cemetery. V'Omnil HaBerchaz Aveilim, V'Tanchum Yavim, they make the blessing of the mourners, and they also do consolation of the mourners if the child was at least 30 days old. Now, Ben Yod Beis Chodesh, if the child was at least 12 months old, then Yitzhak B'Mita, then it's not just in a coffin, it goes out with a bier, like in like a bed, which is more distinct. Kivaymer, he says, if Hu Ben Shana, if the child was 1 year old, Ve'ivarv Kiven Shtayim, and the limbs were like that of a two-year-old, because the limbs of the child was very big, or Hu Ben Shtayim, or the child's at least 2 years old, and Ve'ivarv Kiven Shana, even though the limbs are like 1 year old, then Yitzhak B'Mita, then the child will be taken, this has to be a little bit more advanced, according to Rabbi Kiva, to be taken out with a mita, with a bier. Shimon Elazoim, he says, what's the significance of taking out within a beer? Because then Rabbi Matzimalab, then the public, they feel emotional and they feel in pain more than that, and therefore that's only at a certain age. Whereas any Yitzbimita is not taking out in the Mita, which is the younger age of the babies, then in Rabbi Matzimalab, then people don't get so emotional, and therefore that's why we're saying that's a certain level, a certain status. Lozman Nazariyam, he says, if Nikola Rabim, if this child was recognized by the public, everyone knew about this little baby, this child, because the child would go out and play out in front of the house, then Rabim must ask him, then the public has to be engaged in his burial. In Nikola Rabim, if he wasn't known by the public yet, then in Rabim must ask him, then the public does not have to be engaged with him. Now, Umahin Behesped, and how old is a child to be that there's a mitzvah to eulogize a child? So Remei B'Shemir B'Shmol Oimi says, it depends. Aniyim, regarding paupers, b'nei shalish, is as long as the child was 3 years old. Now, the reason for this is because since a pauper is more pained about the loss of his children than a wealthy person, because the poor person has nothing in his life but his children, whereas wealthy people at least have other things, they have their wealth and their status and all these other things. So by a pauper, already by age 3, there's the obligation of doing a hesped. Ashirim, wealthy people, is b'nei chamish, when the child is at least 5 years old. Yehuda actually said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, a different version, that anim b'nei chamesh, paupers is when the child is 5 years old, and ashim b'nei shesh, and wealthy people is when the child is 6 years old. U'b'nei zekeinim k'b'nei anim, now the children of elderly people is like the children of paupers, which they also, the mourning is that much greater, and even at a younger age, they would acutely feel the loss and require that of a hesped. Now, on this last opinion, Amar Gidla Menashe Menav, and that's what we said, that is another version of what was Rav Gidla Menashe Menav saying the halacha is like. Some have it on this halacha, that halacha could be Huda Sha'am Rishon Rabbi Shmuel, that it's actually paupers from age 5, wealthy from age 6, and that of the elderly is like that of the paupers. Now, going back to what we were discussing regarding the halacha of the Mishnah, regarding that of Regalim cutting off the mourning period once it touches Yom Tiv, so Darish Rabbanani Bar Sassan expounded a Pischa de Benin Nasiya by the opening of the house of the Nasi. He said the following halach. He said, Yoy Mechel of Ne'at Tzeres. If let's say someone became a mourner the day before Shavuos, that's one period. Va'at Tzeres, and the period of Shavuos is another period, which is like a 7-day Yom Tiv, because you could be Tashlumin for the Karbanis of 7 days, although the Yom Tiv is only 1 day. Harekan Arba Eser. It's like already as if 14 days have passed. Why? Because Shavuos is considered like a 7-day period. And here, where you had 1 day before Shavuos, also considered a 7-day period, because he holds like the time that we mentioned on Daf Chav and Aleph, that said that even if it's 1 day, even 1 moment before the Yom Tov, it's as if the whole Shiva was already done. And Shavuos, he also holds like the one that says like Regalim, to be mafsik, so it's like you had 7, and then you had another 7. So even though it's literally been 2 days, a day and a half, it's like you already had 14 days of the Shloshim period. Now, Shomer Rabami v'ikpid, Rabami heard this teaching, this drosh of Rabbanin Basas, and he was bothered by this. Somebody says, Atu didehi, you think it's his chiddush? Dirabaloza am Rabbaishihi, which is given later on, he's the one that said this chiddush. Why is he saying it over like in his own name? Similarly, Darsh of Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila de Resh Galusa. Yitzchak Nafcha, he gave a drosh by the porch of the Resh Galusa, the one that's in charge of the Jews in the diaspora. He said, Yemechlev Neatzeres Vatzeres, if you have the morning started the day before Shavuos, and you have Shavuos, Hadikan Arba Esther, it's like already 14 days have already passed. Shem Rav Shesha, Sikhbar Rav Shesha, her name was bothered by this. Amay says, Atu Didehi, you think it's his own teaching? So Rabbi Loza, Amar Beishi, because it's the Gemara quotes. Rabbi Loza, Amar Beishi, he says, Minayin La Tzer, Sheshla Tashum, Kol Sheba, where do we know that Shavuos could be completed for its carbon of Chagi, you have to bring in every single Yom Tov for 7 days, although the Yom Tov is only 1 day. Shemek says a pasuk in the bottom. It says b'chaga matzis and the yom tov pesach or b'chaga shavuos yom tov shavuos, and as the Bach adds in the words of b'chaga sukkos yom tov sukkos, which we're comparing shavuos to these other yom tov. Ma chaga matzis yesh l'toshum kol shavuos, just like pesach, you could complete the carbon, which is for the remainder duration of the yom tov, all 7 days. Avchaga shavuos yesh l'toshum kol shavuos, although it's really only 1 day, you could supplement, make up your carbon for all 7 days. So you see that the yom tov itself is 7 days, even though it's only 1 day. And again, like we had previously said, navchav, the moments before the Yom Tov, the Shiva is like you did it already, because you already started, and that's 7, and then therefore that's another 7, that's 14 days. Similarly, Adberi Rapapa, led Rav Avia Saba Vedarash. Rapapa took along Rav Avia, the elder, along with him, and he expounded to him as follows. He said, Yemechel of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, if let's say someone had a loss the day before Rosh Hashanah, and then together with Rosh Hashanah, Harikan Arba Asr, that's like as if 14 days have already passed. Again, the same idea, because Rosh Hashanah, like the Man Amah holds his Kiddur Golem, which is like a 7-day period. And the day before is also the end of Bishav. It's already 7 days. So you have 7 and 7, which is 14. Now, Amar Avini says, therefore, even a bigger quantity, if you have Yemechel of Ne'achag, let's say a day before Sukkot, someone has a loss. And Mechag, and you have the Yom Tov Sukkot. Shmini Shalei, and you have the 8th day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is its own Yom Tov. Sarikan Esrim Echagim, you already have a period of 21 days, because the day before is a 7, you have the 7 days of Sukkot, you have the 8th day, is its own 7-day period because it's on Yom Tov, which would make a total of 21. Remember the story that Ravina, who just said this teaching, Ikla Lasur the Pras, he went to the surah that was by the Euphrates, and only Rav Chaviva Misuda the Pras, Ravina, so Rav Chaviva, who was from this place of Surah the Pras, he said to Ravina, is it really so that Amma that the master said, Yom Echel of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, that when you have one day before Rosh Hashanah, together with Rosh Hashanah, Harikan Arba us, it's like already 14 days of the Shleshim already passed? Amalei says, no, I said Mistabra, it's logical, that I would say like Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah is like Regalim, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is like Regalim, it's like a 7-day period, and the day before, 7, all they said was Mistabra, but he didn't say clearly that that is the Halacha. Again, all he said was that it's logical, and that was the precise wording of that it was logical, like Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah is like the Regalim.